again, and welcome to I've Got a Beatles podcast with Dave and Chris, and we are going to give you a little preview of an upcoming episode about compilations, and this is a very timely little preview because we're all probably basking in pure McCartney here, either in a pure agreement or a pure disagreement with the tracks and all that stuff. So,
or head scratching, having mixed feeling. I had a back and forth with one of our listeners, him being puzzled by the tracks, and it gave him very mixed feelings about just back into like, did Paul need John? All that stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the old arguments.
back mixed up in it. And, you know, we talked about it. And so I was like, oh, there's a little appetite to have an episode where we talk a little bit about pure McCartney.
Yes, which is the Paul McCartney curated career-spanning set that came out on June 10th in a couple of different formats. Mm-hmm. There's a two-disc version. There's a four-disc version. There's a vinyl version.
Yeah.
And it features, the four-CD version has 67 tracks, and then the others have fewer, obviously. So supposedly, I'm just reading off the press release here. It says, featuring versions of Paul's greatest solo, Wings, and Fireman compositions, which we just heard a Fireman composition.
Yeah.
And so I guess I want to ask you, though, what are the important issues in how to evaluate a compilation like Pure McCartney? What are the things that you look for? What do you think we should be thinking about?
It's complicated. You know, first off, anytime we have a thing where there are different versions, it kind of has always bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
Like four disc and then two disc. You know, we really should call any shorter version of a McCartney thing highlights.
Like so Tripping the Life Fantastic.
Yeah, there is Tripping the Life Fantastic and Tripping the Life Fantastic Highlights.
Highlights.
So the two disc version should be pure McCartney highlights, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a balance, if you're just giving the top hits, then it's a real who cares.
Mm.
To some extent. But if you give too many weird selections of rarities, not really even rarities, just album tracks.
Yeah.
Then we get into what the big debate is going to be, which is like, well, why'd they put this one on there and not this one? Or why are there so many selections from this particular album, but this other album is completely ignored? So that's where we're getting into, particularly on the four disc version, we're getting into really puzzling kind of like imbalance in what one would think would be a career defining collection, and that we're not going to get another one of these. This is going to be the end all be all of career defining collections. So that's one issue. The other issue is, why do we get the, we've already got Wingspan. We've already got all the best.
Right.
Just because they've gone out of print, is this just a money grab by releasing a thing like this? And is this released for the masses, for people who aren't that familiar with Paul's solo career, people who might go to his concert on this tour and be like, oh, I like some of these solo songs. Let me get a collection of the solo stuff. Because I'll tell you what, it's not for the diehard fan. That's
no,
for sure.
No. Because sure. As many people have said, the diehard fan has all of these tracks and could just make an iTunes playlist and save yourself however much money it costs to buy it.
Yeah.
So that to me is the really big issue, is who is this directed towards? And if you're thinking about just the casual fan who goes to a concert, are they going to really be interested to have discs that have things like Heart of the Country on them, or Jenny Wren, or, you know, some more obscure type tunes? Because Paul doesn't play those songs. He plays Band on the Run or Live and Let Die and things like that, which you can get elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it just a self-indulgent kind of thing where Paul just was sitting around thought, oh, I think it'd be fun to just pick my favorite songs and let's just put it out and see what happens?
Well, and here's the thing. If you're just going to release the two-disc greatest hits thing, that definitely is for your, you know,
casual. Yeah.
Your casuals.
Yeah.
But the people like us, the people listening to this podcast, what we really want is a four disc rarities.
Right.
That's what we're dying for. We may never get from Paul because he's caught in this. You know, this has been discussed on this episode many times with his live stuff. It's like, well, I can't play too many obscure things. Mm-hmm. I have to play the stuff everybody loves. And that's somewhat true as far as seeing him in concert. But this was an opportunity to have maybe a two-disc that's just greatest hits. And then maybe a box set or a four-disc or a six-disc that's just all like, the rarities. Now he's been releasing rarities, but only on these album collection box sets,
right?
Way overpriced and things of that nature. So, yeah,
you know, it's in the if you look at the four Beatles with their solo stuff and their unreleased tracks, I guess John's been the most generous, or Yoko has been the most generous in releasing the Lennon obscurities for the fans. George has been very skimpy. All we've ever had is that the early tracks, Volume 1, and then a couple, you know, like the occasional bonus track on the re-releases. And then Paul, like you say, we've gotten these unreleased and live tracks on the reissue series, but still, they leave you wanting more. And maybe that's the point. I don't know. Maybe there is some great plan here that we're going to get something someday, but I'm not sure. There's so much in the can. For 40 years of solo, 45 years of solo recording here, there's a lot that we could see.
But I did get the four disc and I've been listening to it a lot. And now Paul has been sort of selling this as, well, this is just my playlist of like you're in your car and you want a playlist to drive in the car. This is that's sort of how he's thinking about it. Like just interesting old stuff. And I would very highly recommend a podcast, All Things Considered, which had a recent 30 plus minute interview with him where he's discussing this collection. And he's saying, a lot of this stuff I haven't listened to basically since I did it. And so I think a few of these tracks were things that stood out to him as he was re-listening to his catalog and like, oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even thought about this one in, you know, 30 plus years. So.
Do you believe it when artists say that? Like John Lennon always said, I never listened to any of those songs after. As somebody who's recorded a lot of songs, I still listen to them. And it's like, you don't listen to them every day, but certainly in the 10 years since I've recorded a song, I've listened to it more than once.
Maybe if you're a busy working artist who's touring all the time, you know, there's not a lot of sitting around listening to your own stuff. And maybe like certain albums, you might be like, I got sick of that one. I was sick of it. I don't love those sessions.
That's true.
So it could be other things that are making him not listen. Like, oh, that was, like he said he hadn't listened to Back to the Egg in a long time. Mm-hmm. And that might be only just because it, like, oh, that was the last Wings thing and it felt uncomfortable that Wings broke up and things like that. When you re-listen to it, at least one of the tracks like really stood out to him and then he liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So before we go, we thought we'd list what's on the 67 track one.
And we're going to play every single track.
We're going to play every single track, evaluate it. No.
No.
We'll just play a few tracks, one each disc. But before that, I thought it would be fun to run down his catalog and see how many tracks made it to this from his albums, and we'll see some odd imbalances here. So McCartney, there are three tracks on the four disc from McCartney, five tracks from Ram, one from Wildlife, two from Red Rose Speedway, five from Band on the Run. Now you'd expect that, I think. Yeah. Two from Venus and Mars, three from Wings and Speed of Sound, three from London Town, two Back to the Eggs, three McCartney 2, Tug of War, three tracks, Pipes of Peace, two tracks, one from Give My Regards to Brosby, we all know what that is.
Yeah.
Two from Press to Play, zero, of course, from Choba CCCB. Now, here's the big surprise. Zero from Flowers in the Dirt, one from Off the Ground, eight tracks from Flaming Pie.
Wow.
Then zero from Run Devil Run, no Driving Rain, Chaos and Creation, four tracks, Memory Almost Full, two tracks, Kisses on the Bottom, one track. We know what that one is.
Yeah.
Five tracks from New, and then one, or nine tracks from Other, and that's like, you know, Fire
Hope for
Man,
the Future.
Hope for the Future, you know, video games and stuff like that. Now, another interesting thing is Band on the Run, all five of those tracks are also on the two disc. All three of the Tug of War tracks make it through, and then the eight Flaming Pie tracks, only two of them made the two disc. So how do you explain the imbalance here? The eight tracks from Flaming Pie and then nothing from Flowers in the Dirt, which just makes it's crazy.
Yeah, well, the stories I've read and people have talked about is that's going to be the next reissue is Flowers in the Dirt. And so, you know, you want people to buy that. And so, we couldn't possibly put one track or two tracks. Let's put My Brave Face or put it there or something. We couldn't possibly give them one or two tracks because we're so greedy. We want them to buy the whole thing and wait. That if that's the case, I think that's pretty poor marketing.
Well, it's stupid because somebody could buy this four disc Pure McCartney, never buy Flowers in the Dirt, never even know it existed.
Right. So,
it's dumb.
And so I guess the alternative would be to put something from every album on, like the All-Star Game in baseball where every team has a representative. So would that be a better solution, at least to make, because it seems like there's some gaping holes in that. Like the oldies albums are actually not bad, and Run Devil Run is really good. I've always thought it was good. At least warrants one tune, the title track or something else. But
well, our Run Devil Run, which is an original.
Yeah, right.
If you want to put an original on there.
Yeah.
Driving Rain, there's a couple tunes that could have fit on here.
Yeah.
I don't know why skip that if it's not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is really career defining, how do you define your career without Flowers in the Dirt in it with My Brave Face, Figure of Eight? There's several good songs on that.
Or eight from Flaming Pie, which is a good album, but
do we need all eight of these tracks? You know,
yeah,
I don't know. They're good. But it's just an odd thing. So let's go through the tracks now. What we'll talk about maybe is a lot of the listing's going to be like, that's expected.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the hits are going to be expected. Yeah.
But maybe we'll discuss maybe the odder choices if there's something that's puzzling to us. Why is this on here?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even a stand like, I'm glad they included this one. I hadn't really appreciated it before.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're running down we won't run down the track listing of the two disc or the record version, and the record version I can understand it being sort of shorter and
different.
A different thing because how all of these vinyl re-releases work, and I would think if you're a vinyl guy that this is a good chance to get some really clean sounding Paul tracks on vinyl. All right, so disc one, Maybe I'm Amazed, Heart of the Country, Jet, Warm and Beautiful, Listen to What the Man Said, Dear Boy, Silly Love Songs, The Song We Were Singing, Uncle Albert, Elmer Halsey, Early Days, Big Barn Bed, Another Day, Flaming Pie, Jenny Wren, Too Many People, Let Me Roll It, and New. So what stands out there for you?
Okay, well, he's starting out with one of his most famous songs, certainly, with Maybe I'm Amazed. A pretty good mix of hits on there. You've got hits like Listen to What the Man Said, Jet, Silly Love Songs, with some more obscure tunes. I see a couple of Ram tunes on there with Dear Boy, Heart of the Country. Nothing too weird on there to me. News seems a little out of place, though, on that one.
Yeah, I think the first disc of this is probably the best. And most of the first disc makes it over to the two disc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And really the first like 5, 6, or 7, I think, are all in the same order on the two disc as well.
Yeah.
So I would think that Warm and Beautiful is a little... bit of a stretch. But one song that was included that kind of really stands out as sounding really good on this is Big Barn Bed. So let's at least the first half of Big Barn Bed's excellent. So let's hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. So that starts off Red Rose Speedway as well, and it's catchy tune. Gets kind of lame towards the end.
Yeah, it's sort of nonsensical lyrics, and maybe goes on about a minute too long. But I was kind of pleasantly surprised. I mean, maybe that's just because we haven't had a remastered Red Rose yet.
Yeah.
And I was also pleasantly surprised at the song we were singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that really sounds really good on this collection.
I think that could be one of the advantages or one of the neat things when you hear a compilation album is it allows you to experience the songs in a different way than you know them, at least in the order. The songs are the same, but you're hearing them juxtaposed with different songs than you normally remember them being on the album. So maybe that it makes things stand out a little more.
Yeah, I think we'll talk about that a lot in our compilation.
Yeah.
Where if you get used to like, oh, that actually goes into this song in my head because
right.
I listen to all the best. So
yeah, exactly.
Once I hear, this track, then I'm expecting the other track. And on the album, it's a different.
Doesn't do that. Yeah, right.
All right, so the second disc. Why don't you run down the second disc?
All right, we start out with Live and Let Die, English Tea, Mull of Kintyre, Save Us, My Love, Bip Bop, which made a great appearance on our previous Silliest Love Songs episode, Let Him In, 1985, Calico Skies, High, 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 Waterfalls, Band on the Run, Appreciate, Sing the Changes, Arrow Through Me, Every Night, Junior's Farm, and Mrs. Vanderbilt.
Well, a couple real puzzlers here are things I appreciate is the big one for me. I'm like, that we did not like that track.
No.
And that be on here? I know he released it as a video a few years ago, so I'm sure he really thinks that's a great tune. English Tea, I think, is maybe a stretch.
Yeah, that's kind of a weak. I mean, it's nice, but it, for a career retrospective, I don't know what that's trying to show.
Yeah. A lot of people love Mull of Kintyre, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them. So, and then Bebop, obviously, we neither of us are big fans of that song.
Yeah.
The one I was very, very pleasantly surprised to see, and that I really didn't know very well, and stands out way better here, I think, maybe than on the album, is from Back to the Egg. Friend of the show, Barnabas, will be very, very happy we're playing this one. And that's Arrow Through Me. And that also, I think, made it through to the two-disker.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a real coming out party for Arrow Through Me. So let's take a listen to it.
Through Me does sound pretty good here in this context. And the way they've placed it on the album, it's between Sing the Changes and Every Night, which is kind of a interesting juxtaposition of tunes. So, yeah, it actually works okay there. In the album, Back to the Egg, it's sort of a lightweight tune, but it kind of works here on a re-listen.
Yeah, these are. I mean, this second disc is one of the weaker discs, if you ask me. I mean, like, there's a lot of songs that you or I or both of us aren't big fans of. Hi, hi, hi.
Yeah,
you know, you're not a big huge fan of My Love, so
no.
You know, and we both feel the same way about Appreciate, and you know, but there's some good ones on there too.
Gotta have Mrs. Vanderbilt at the end there.
Yeah, that's real good.
Classic.
Yeah.
So disc three, what do we have?
Disc three, we get that Say 2015 remix with the swapped vocal parts there. My Valentine, freshly remastered My Valentine. Pipes of Peace from Pipes of Peace. The World Tonight, Souvenir, Dance Tonight, Ebony and Ivory, Fine Line, Here Today, Press, Wonderlust, Wine Dark Open Sea, Beautiful Night, Girlfriend, Queenie Eye, and We All Stand Together.
Ooh, pretty diverse group there. What do you think of the decision to take MJ out of the lead role or with the vocals swapped on this one?
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying is we need more of that.
Yeah,
different type of things, and more of We All Stand Together,
mm-hmm.
which is something I can't really get the soundtrack that was from or whatever.
Hard to find, right?
It's a missing thing. Now there are stuff that wasn't included, like Vanilla Sky, take for instance,
which is a good song. Yeah,
it's a good song that might have been like here's a good chance to have Vanilla Sky on the collection.
Yeah,
that aren't on, so I don't understand that. why we don't have that, but yes, we get, you know, Pipes of Peace. Do we need Pipes of Peace?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Souvenir.
This disc is pretty heavy on the Flaming Pie tracks here, because you've got Souvenir, The World Tonight, which we're going to play, I believe, in a second here. You have Beautiful Night, and I mean, not bad songs, just, yeah, I just kind of wonder what the purpose is. Beautiful Night has Ringo on it. Maybe that's interesting.
Yeah, could we have swapped out Souvenir and put My Brave Face there? How about that?
Yeah, I'd say that's a good choice. So,
But I was happy at least that they included The World Tonight. I think it's a great track, so let's take a listen to that one.
You're sitting at the center of a circle. Everybody wanted something from you. I saw you sitting there. I saw you swaying to the rhythm of the music. Got you praying to the voice inside you. I saw you swaying there. What you wanna be? I go back so far, I'm in front of me. It doesn't matter what they say, they're giving the game away. Hey, hey! I can see the world tonight. Look into the future.
Yeah.
Great tune.
Yeah, I wish you'd bring that one back.
Yeah. A lot of good memories of that song. Great chord progression. So, interesting. I'm with you. It's nice to get at least something on this disc that we don't normally get, which would be, We All Stand Together.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's disc 3. And then disc 4 here. We've got 16 tunes to finish it off. We have Coming Up, Too Much Rain, Good Times Coming / Feel the Sun, Good Night Tonight, Baby's Request, With a Little Luck, the abbreviated version, Little Willow, Only Mama Knows, Don't Let It Bring You Down, Backseat of My Car, No More Lonely Nights, Great Day, Venus and Mars Rock Show, Temporary Secretary, Hope for the Future, and ends with Junk.
I'm not a fan of Hope for the Future, but once again, there's a good reason to include it here.
Yeah.
We don't you know, easily get it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Good Times Come and Feel the Sun.
Yeah,
it's not a favorite of mine. Not a favorite of mine.
That'll be coming up later in the year when we discuss Press to Play in more detail.
Yeah. Baby's Request was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say an unpleasant surprise, but a surprise.
Yeah.
Maybe Little Willow would be a one Flaming Pie too far for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But one that really stood out to me as being much, much better in this running order than it is on London Town is the song Don't Let It Bring You Down.
Some things in life are hard.
Yeah, so
yeah, we really needed a remaster of that. So yeah. we haven't had any London Town.
No, yet. No.
So that was good. The other thing that sort of surprised me was that only Mama Knows not only was included, but it also makes the two disker.
Yeah,
kind of. It's, I was surprised by it, at least.
But it's a rocker.
Yeah.
That to me is one of the weaker discs. With the extra Flaming Pie tracks, I'd pick either Little Willow or Great Day. I've never been a fan of Great Day that much. I know Paul seems to really like it a lot, but I've never been a fan of it.
Yeah.
And then of course I guess Temporary Secretary had to be on there because he plays that now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's okay, I guess.
Yeah, so a real mixed bag, the 67, you know, yeah. Other songs that aren't included, one big one is Hell on Wheels.
Oh,
why,
yeah.
Why that, I mean, that was a hit song, so right. I'm not sure why that wasn't, though I'm not a huge fan of it, so yeah. I wasn't, like, crying that it wasn't on this collection, but.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just looking through the comments on Paul McCartney's website on the release of this album, and someone said, pure cash grab. So that was a reaction to it, but I don't like the title. Do you like the title? I don't really like it.
Pure McCartney? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love the album cover.
The photo though. Is really great, yeah.
And I might even buy that. There's a t-shirt available of that.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So. I might plop down for a cool t-shirt.
Yeah.
For my upcoming trip to see him in Cincinnati.
That's right. That's right. So I guess as we tee off our next episode, which will most likely be on what you want to explain what we're heading towards next year with this?
Yeah, we're going to call our next episode Compilation, where we're going to compile all the compilation albums. And just kind of give you a brief look at, say, the Red Blue albums, the you know, all the best.
Shaved Fish.
Best of George Harrison, Dark Horse. And we'll just take a look at some of those and give you a little track rundowns and what if that was one we listened to a lot or not. And,
yeah.
You know, kind of just take a look at those and. Yeah, we'll hear back hopefully from you on which ones of those you listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we wrap up our Pure McCartney look, do you give this a must purchase, a potentially could purchase, or not necessary?
Probably a potentially could purchase. Yeah. I mean, we get excited. Us fans, we get excited. A new McCartney anything comes out, we want to get it. We get it. And then we could be let down a little bit. I will say I've been listening to it a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a lot of as grousing as we are about, you know, oh, this wasn't included, that wasn't included, you know, hearing seeing the changes and then
yeah.
Junior's Farm, Mrs. Vanderbilt. A lot of like great, great tracks on it. And then couple good, you know, other things, Save Us and, you mm-hmm. know. Other things that are included, so I don't know. Yeah. What do you feel?
I'd agree with you probably on that one. I think if you're not familiar with McCartney's solo work, the two disc set would be a good intro for you to explore some of the other the diversity of what he's done in his solo career. But for the hardcore fan, I don't think there's much that you need. I don't think you need to plunk down the money for it. You can get it yourself, make it yourself. And if you don't have a song like We All Stand Together, you can maybe buy that separately.
Yeah. If you're a vinyl guy,
yeah,
it's probably worth the, yeah. I think it's retailing at like $70.
Ridiculous around. Price. Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of stuff there. Yeah. For you. So I think that would probably be the way to go if you're a vinyl dude.
Yeah.
Buy that vinyl set and don't worry about it otherwise. Maybe download a track or two, maybe the ones we've played if you don't have those and
mm-hmm.
track or two otherwise. Now, we were going to go out to play a little tribute to someone who recently passed away. That's Henry McCullough, who only really played on a handful of tunes, but famously plays the very good guitar solo in Dave's favorite song.
Well,
no, in My Love. So we thought we'd go out with that, and we're looking forward to seeing you back here for Compilation our next episode.